So good to see all of you here in the Lord's house today to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. In our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to some words that David shared with his son Solomon as he was nearing the end of his life. He says in verse 9 of 1 Chronicles 28, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." It's interesting that when you study the words behind this command, if you want to call it that, from his father, Solomon's father, the word serve there is often translated in the Old Testament worship. It says here, "Know thou the God of thy father and worship him with a perfect heart," a whole heart, a heart of integrity. I think it's important for us to think for just a moment that this is such a practical thing. In life, the more that you know someone, the more you trust them. This is true from anything from your mechanic. You come to trust an individual to work on your vehicle, to take care of you, and if they perform over and over and over and over again, they're going to keep bringing their car back and forth. The same thing is true of a doctor. You go to your doctor and you spend time with them and they treat you over time and you come to trust them. Well, God is the same way. The more that you know God, the more you trust Him. Why are so few today trusting God? I think the answer is very simple. They don't know Him. They don't know Him. David told Solomon, the greatest thing you can do as you become the next king of Israel is not to develop your forces. It's not to get more horses in the barn, which is exactly what Solomon did, by the way. It's not to put yourself out there as being a popular leader. The best thing that you can do, Solomon, is to know God. And the more that you know Him, the more you will trust Him, and the more He will deliver you and take care of you, and He will lift you up when you fall. That's the promise. The key, though, is to know God. In order to worship Him this morning, you've got to know God. I want you to ask yourself this question: do I know God? I don't mean to say by that, do you know about God? You can know about a lot of things. I know a little bit about how the power grid works, but I don't know how it works. I know a little bit about the fact that I put my key in the truck and I turn it and it starts up and it goes down the road. I know a little bit about it, but I don't know all the inner workings. And you can know about God and die and go to a devil's hell. It's not enough to know about God. You've got to know Him. And the more you know Him, the more you trust Him, and the more you want to worship Him. We've gathered together today to worship the Lamb that was slain. Do you know God?